now we've just officially commissioned the new Toronto Fire Service Fireboat, Fireboat 334. We are now taking it on its maiden voyage, after which it is now fully capable to start responding and will be in service. And it is a huge addition to the Marine Division for Toronto Fire Service, along with the Rescue Boat 334 that we also put into service today.
There are two new emergency response boats being added to Toronto's Fire Service's Marine Fleet. This will allow firefighters to respond to emergencies on water faster. Toronto Fire Service is running hundreds of calls in a six-month period. Fire Chief Jim Jessup says his crew is responding to anywhere between 300 to 500 calls in that busy summer season.
Our call volume has been steadily increasing over the last number of years. And what these two new vessels give us is the capability to get to areas both quicker and to areas that we never, ever could have accessed before.
Jessup says response times have been cut by nearly three quarters. The crew has done a few time trials so far. A call in Scarborough Bluffs that would usually take about 20 minutes to get to, the Marine fire crew got there in just 9 minutes last week.
When we say seconds save lives and seconds count, they do.
With the new vessels, Toronto Fire Service will be able to reach parts of the lake and the islands they haven't been able to access before. Deputy Mayor Ozma Malik, who has been working closely with the fire service to secure these emergency response boats, told reporters Friday morning they're an essential asset for reaching shallower areas around Toronto Island and Scarborough Bluffs.
This means reaching more areas, more property, and more people.
The price tag on the boats is just over $4 million. City Council approved the capital expenditure back in 2022. Malik says Toronto Islands is one of the most sought-out destinations in Toronto for residents and visitors. City staff have been devoting energy and their resources into improving access to that waterfront.
As we head into an even busier summer season, comes an incredible responsibility.
Malik told reporters it's important that emergency services are then up to par to respond to the growing interest.
In this immediate season, we have more spots for water taxis. We are looking at, you know, having our ferries move with the frequency that they require. We've added bike share on Toronto Island, and we are preparing to welcome the new higher capacity electric ferries in the coming year. And so with all of that, that means that our emergency services must have the right tools, the equipment, and the capacity to respond to that increased activity.
The Zodiac rescue boat averages at about 24 feet. Its purpose is fast attack, says Chief Jessup. He says it increases the Toronto Marine Unit's capacity for flood response, search and rescue at the Toronto Islands and Scarborough Bluffs, while also supporting land-based crews during waterfront emergencies. The other vessel added to the fleet is the Fireboat 334. Our station today got a chance to ride that boat for its first official voyage.
It's a thrill when there's no emergency.
Exactly,
right?
It's powered by twin diesel engines with jet propulsion, offering a more rapid response to fires, medical incidents, rescues, and hazardous material situations. It is much larger than the rescue boat. At 55 feet, it will replace the William Thornton fireboat, which has been in service for the last 10 years. The new fireboat creates smaller waves around itself. What marine engineers call a, quote, low-wake design, allowing it to operate in busy or narrow waterways without causing a lot of disruption. On board the new boat, Jessup's crew told us the vessel also features a pressurized crew compartment for active firefighting, as well as a medical bay to stabilize and transfer patients directly from the scene. Toronto paramedics will ride on board. Jessup says this allows those paramedics to triage, meaning assessing what treatment the patient needs, and stabilize patients much faster.
So when we're responding for drowning victims or boats that are sinking or medical emergencies and water rescues, this would allow us to get on scene tremendously faster than the previous boats. So very proud to launch this boat today. It has been 3 years in the making.
The vessel was manufactured in Kingston, Ontario before it sailed to Toronto. Now both boats are ready to go for emergency calls and in working condition after ceremonies this morning. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. You're listening to Met Radio, CJTM, 1280 AM in downtown Toronto.